Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time, welcome to the show. 072-238-0712 is our WhatsApp line, 072-238-0712. The trials of a prominent Palestinian teen activist and a mother began behind closed doors after an Israeli military judge banned the media from entering the court. Ahed Tamimi, 17 years of age, and she is well known to us in South Africa, was arrested in December together with her mother. Online is Nadia Mir, director of Two Sun Shamsan, and later we hope to be joined online by Manal Tamimi, who is a relative and an activist for Free Ahed. But Nadia, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Wa alaikum salam to you as well. Now, Nadia, a measure of concern, but we kind of would have expected it. The Israeli military judge, who is very different to a judge in a civil or criminal court, has decided to ban the media from entering the court. That's tragic.
Is it going to be now?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Is that Manal Tamimi on air?
Okay.
All right. Manal, I'm going to ask Nadia a question, and then Manal, I will go to you. So welcome to the show. Nadia, just very quickly, what do you make of the Israeli military judge, banning the media from entering the court?
I think that this case has really sparked an outcry in Israel. It's captured international attention, and I think it's not too unexpected that an Israeli military court judge would not want the media in the courtroom. This is the first time that we're seeing such large media presence in a court case like this, and it's finally making the Palestinian child visible. Largely, things do happen in a way that's unnoted. So it's not surprising.
Manal Tamimi, who is a family member and also a local activist for the Free Ahed campaign, Manal Ahlan wa Sahlan, welcome to Cape Town.
Thank you. Hello, Jennifer.
Just tell us, what is the latest that you've got in terms of this, of the court case? We've heard that the court case has been postponed, that it is only going to occur next month. Is that correct, that that Ahed appeared once and then now she has to wait until another appearance?
Yeah, it's going to be on the 6th of March, the next trial. And for the mother, they postponed it until June.
Until June. So you are telling me that the mother is going to have to sit in jail
until next June.
Without trial, yes, until June. Is that a deliberate move to try and upset the Tamimi family and to try and upset people in your village, Nabi Saleh, from the protests?
Exactly. This is a message of collective punishment that as long as you are participating in the resistance, we're going to make your life harder. And also, doesn't matter how small the action or the activity you are doing, you're going to be punished in a very tough and very brutal way. Actually, under occupation, you are punished for being Palestinian, not for what you are doing. For us as Palestinians and as people of Nabi Saleh, it's not a choice, just of our resistance in different ways and in different shapes.
In fact, Manal, I think there's an English saying says, I exist, therefore I resist.
Exactly. Resistance is existence, and also we are We have something similar that we refuse to die in silence. So if we have to die or we have to pay the price of being Palestinian, it should be with a very loud scream that we force the whole world to turn to us and to open their eyes and their ears to what's happening in Palestine. And what's happening for the Tamim is actually is happening everywhere in West Bank and even in Jerusalem and the Q-by 48. So it's not about a specific area or specific family. It's about against every Palestinian.
To get back to you, Nadia, in South Africa, you've already alluded to it. Would you agree that what's happening via the Tamimi family is that for once, what happens to Palestinians on the West Bank is actually being personalized? It's no longer three Palestinians in prison. It's no longer one Palestinian sentenced to this and that. It's actual people, actual names, actual faces that people can actually recognize.
That's absolutely correct. But even more so with the international community, you know, for the first time, the othering that normally occurs when you refer to a Palestinian is not the case in the Tamimi, with the Tamimis, in that, you know, here you're seeing someone like Michael Oren, a Knesset member who demands an investigation into whether the Tamimis are actually Pallywood actors and a fake family, and they can't believe that they dress the way they do and they behave the way they do as real Palestinians, because this is a blonde, blue-eyed child.
My word.
Being attacked. And so you get around the world people starting to question, how is this possible? What is happening? You know, there had been an acceptance of this narrative that Palestinians were always the terrorists. And the Israelis were defending, and now things are changing. You know, they're seeing that maybe we need to question what we have been accepting all this while in terms of this narrative.
And of course, Nadia, I mean, members of the Tamimi family were here in South Africa last year. And I think one of the profound things that they did, they visited various studios, including ours. They visited the media, that they showed to the world, hang on a minute, we are completely normal people with a totally valid political struggle.
Absolutely. Today, we've just hosted the mother of Palestine's youngest prisoner, Shadi Farah. He is a boy who was arrested at age 12 and convicted and sentenced to 2 years imprisonment after spending over a year in a court battle. And in this case as well, we took his mom to visit schools and to speak to young people. And she was with a school of the Orient School in Durban today. And many of the children had met the Tamimi children when they were here last year. And so it was really a huge outpouring and a boost to the campaign within South Africa that young people are now getting a lot more aware of what is happening there beyond just the statistics and numbers, which is what we usually calculate when we hear bombs are dropping in Gaza, we're watching it on TV, we just count numbers. Now people are more than just numbers and statistics.
Manal Tamimi, talking to us from the West Bank, what are the spirits like of Ahed and her mother? I mean, have you been able to talk to them? Have you been able to communicate with them?
Actually, I spent 1 week in prison with them last month during one of the activities in front of Alpar Prison, which was their court held at that time. And their spirit is very high, and they couldn't break them. They, in the contrary, when it's related to occupation, all the time our spirit is very high. So even if you look to the photos yesterday from the court, She was very relaxed. She was in a high spirit, and that's why they didn't want any media to cover the trial, because it shows how strong she is and how weak they are.
Manal, it's interesting, isn't it? It's taking a child. And Ahed, she's a very young girl. She was in our studio, a very intelligent young girl, a girl of great sensitivity. It's taking a child to completely humiliate the whole Zionist infrastructure, isn't it? It's ironic, you know. It's like a mosquito bringing down a huge, huge human being.
Exactly. And that's the worst thing about incubation, that they began, especially against the Tamimis, that they began to make the children as a collective punishment for the whole family and for the whole village. And actually, during one of the trials, the judge, he said something that it was a message for the whole world, that international law is not obliged for Palestinian children, as if they are criminals or they deserve what's happening for them. And this is, that was a clear message, that the accusation, they don't care about any laws in the world unless it's Israeli law. We try all the time to prepare our children for being arrested. And actually, just last week, we made a training in the village for children about methods of interrogation, especially the Shabak interrogation, because now the police, they closed the file of Nabi Saleh, and they refused to take any case. And now it's any interrogation, it will be under the Shabak interrogation. And actually, the children were they were very ready to take this training, because they want to be aware about their rights under interrogation and about what they're going to face. And this is, it's a must. I wish that we didn't have to go through this, but under incubation, it's a must, especially with the targeting of children and how they began to arrest them. I'm going to tell you a short story about two Tamimis have been arrested, one 12 days ago and the other one 3 months ago, and they are both 18. One of them have a mental disability, and during the interrogation, they spoiled hot water in the guy who has mental disability, and they burned both of his hands. And the other one, they boiled water on his back, and then they took him to the hospital when they made the surgery. Nobody knows what kind of surgery is made. Normally, they steal organs from prisoners, like kidneys or any organ they need. And this is actually very, very, very dangerous and very serious, that it's not just breaking the prisoners, but also physically they try to harm them, that it will affect them for their lives.
That's absolutely scandalous, Manal, what you're telling us. I'm beyond shocked that the Israelis are taking children and harvesting the organs, as you've said, particularly children that they've taken into detention, and pouring hot water on children that have been detained as a means of torture. I'm repeating this so people listening to us can get the message, particularly those of the Zionist persuasion who monitor us so closely. Get the message, dudes. Nadia, to get back to you very quickly, we're talking about massive, major violations of international law.
Absolutely. I just want to draw your attention to the fact that Manal's two sons have also been detained
right
in the past week.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just after she was released. She was detained on the 28th of December, which was when the woman of Nabi Saleh had called for international action on the 28th, which was the day that the both Nariman and Ahad were going to be in court. And she was arrested along with others outside the Ofa military court. She was not charged for anything, but she was kept. She was assaulted herself, and she also was, struggling to recover from quite an ordeal. And then week after that, one son was arrested in an overnight raid, a teenage boy, and her older son was arrested a few days after that as he was returning home from work. So this is something that really is very personal, it's an ongoing attack on that village.
No, it really sounds, beyond serious. Manal, does it help you, does it encourage you when you find that the world media is paying attention to what's happening on the West Bank in terms of the violations of human rights, the violations of international law, the violations of the protection of the child, various clauses from the United Nations and so on and so on? Does it give you a little bit of hope when the outside world pays attention to what's happening in your part of the world?
Yeah, of course. We realize the importance of the media and the media coverage since the beginning of our protest in 2009. And we try to use the easiness of using social media to spread our message. That's why since the beginning, we create our a blog. It's called Nabi Saleh Solidarity. We have a page on Facebook. It's called Tamimi Bridge. I have a Twitter account and a Facebook account that updating everything happening in the village. The media coverage is very important because it gives the message of us as Palestinians that we are not terrorists. We are not taking blood and killing. We are just freedom fighters. We are fighting for our rights. At the beginning, it was very difficult because nobody pay attention to what's happening in Nabi Saleh, especially it's a small village, counted 600 residents in the middle of nowhere in the West Bank. But now everybody knows about the Tamimis, about Ahad case, and when they are talking about Ahad, they're talking about a person. They are talking about all Palestinian prisoners, especially female and minors, and about their suffering inside the Israeli prisons. So despite this coverage, sometimes it brought a positive impact on our case because, let's say about our case, this media attention, it makes like that Israel, the whole state of Israel, against a child. Now they want to prove that this child, she's a criminal and she deserves to be punished for her crime. And actually the charges they gave yesterday, it's very solid charges like that one of the charges that I had, she said that for one of the soldiers, or she called him animal, and this kind of traumatizing this soldier. But we will keep updating everything happening in the village and in the West Bank. And also this media attention, it brings also the human rights organization attention, diplomat attention, politician all over the world. It can help us, and it can, in a way or another, prevent more attacks against Palestinians. We hope that it will be like this.
And Manal, my final question for you, do you think that the occupying forces, and the United Nations does grant people who occupied the rights of resistance, by the way, that the occupying forces are getting quite desperate because nobody is giving up. Palestinians are not going to go away. They belong to the land, and they are going to stay on the land.
Yeah,
Giving up is not a choice, especially when they punish us in a very brutal way, because since I began to be activist and I joined the nonviolent resistance, I knew that I have to be a price one day for my activism. And I was thinking all the time about, does it work to put my children in this situation or not? But now with the rest of my two sons, if I thought at one point that maybe I should take a pause, or I should take a time of the relax or of the resistance, now I am insisting and I have determination that I have to go on to release not just my son. It's a resistance for justice, for equality, for peace. Hope, you asked about hope. Hope is a very important tool for us, and we can't lose hope in any other condition. But we know that we will be punished. We know that they gonna try to stop us in any way. But anyway, when we are participating in the resistance, we are holding our lives in our hands, and we know that in any minute they could kill one of us. So at that time, imprisonment became a privilege that I'm not dead, and so a prison became like a minor issue for us. Injustice or pressure, it brings more pressure, and when you try to put a person to push him to the edge, he will fight in a very strong way for his life, and that's what we are doing. Everything they use against us all the time, we became more determined, we became more involved in the resistance, and we believe strongly in our rights, and we have to keep fighting until we have these rights.
Manal Tamimi, a part of the famous Tamimi family from the village of Nabi Saleh on the West Bank, talking about Ahed Tamimi, 17 years of old, still in detention since December, and facing trial by a military court, who's sometimes called kangaroo courts. Also, her mother, Nariman Tamimi, detained, and she will only appear in June, being detained without trial. Manal Tamimi, her sons have also been detained, and she herself also spent some time in prison as well, protesting to remain on the land and to enjoy things like human rights, political rights, and all the dignities that go with a human being. Nadia Mir, director of Tucson or Shamsan, a well-known calendar, who hosted the Tamimi family in South Africa in Cape Town last year. Nadia and Manal, shukran, thanks for chatting to us.